mentality of the defense this week?
Win the game. That's number one. You know, at the end of the day, and we've been doing that. We've been winning football games, so, you know, I feel good about where we're at. You know, we just got to go in there and clean up the little mistakes, you know, as far as, like, from last game, just the pre-snap penalties, make the simple plays that we're supposed to make, and we'll be fine.
Doug cut back some of the practice time this week. Do you feel more energy, or do you feel that will benefit the team on Monday?
I definitely think it will. You know what I mean? At this time of the year, I think that that's a very smart move. You know what I mean? With it being week 14, 15, or, you know, whatever it is, I think it was the right move, and I think it's going to help us out a lot in the long run.
You mentioned those mistakes. A lot of them really are mental. Are they easy to clean up, do you think, when you look at it?
No doubt. I mean, part of them, I mean, I had one myself. Like, it was a false start. Not false start, but it was a neutral zone infraction or something crazy like that. You know what I mean? Just little stupid stuff, man. We'll be all right.
You looking forward to going against former teammate Kelechi?
Oh, yeah, man. KO is definitely one of the guys, I think, who helped me elevate my game. You know, when I got to the pros, I think him and Marshall Yonder was two guys that kind of helped me become, you know, what I am today, man. Being able to practice against those guys at a young age, you know what I mean? I had to grow up fast in Baltimore, man. So I definitely tip my hat off to those guys.
You remember some of the matchups going against them?
Oh, no doubt.
How did you fare?
No doubt. I mean, we used to get into it, now. I mean, you got two dogs down there, you know what I mean? That's not going to back down from each other. You know what I mean? And KO is almost, he's another one of those guys, man. It's like, he plays offense with a defensive mind, with a mind frame. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to embarrass you. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a good matchup Sunday. I'm ready to see it.
Knowing you have a first-round bye, what are the things in these last two home games, Tim, that you really want to clean up?
Like I said, just the penalties. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to beat guys when you're putting them in position to win. You're giving them things for free. You know what I mean? We want to really make teams earn it. You know, if you're going to come in here and beat the Eagles, then you're going to have to come in here and do exactly that.
You talk about the defense, and probably a lot of us are probably, like, nitpicking, and I'm sure you guys mm-hmm. are doing the same thing. You won those games, but when you look at this defense, how much do you want to reestablish kind of where you guys were at earlier in the season when you weren't giving up the red zone touchdowns,
right.
You weren't giving up the, you know, touchdowns on the opening drives and the points and things
right.
like that?
Right. I mean, we just got to continue to trust the process, believe in the process, and continue playing. Don't turn on each other. You know, all we got is the ones in that room, the ones in that meeting room, you know, the night before those games. You know what I mean? So we just got to stay together, man. That's the biggest thing. We're still the same team, still the same defense. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of earning out the little things, man. Nothing changed.